Taal volcano in the Philippines has a history of deadly eruptions. Here's what could happen next. By Amy Gunya. Taal volcano in the Philippines has been erupting for 3 days, blasting steam, ash, and debris into the sky, and it shows no signs of stopping. Experts tell Time that they're watching closely for signs that a larger eruption could be brewing. Taal has a history of deadly explosions and is one of the more active explosive volcanoes in the world. On Tuesday morning, approximately 50 earthquakes were detected in the region near the Taal volcano, which is about 40 miles south of Manila. That could mean magma is still rising, according to the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. The picturesque volcano came to life on Sunday with a violent eruption that shot debris up to 9 miles into the air, prompting tens of thousands to evacuate and the closure of Manila's Ninoy Aquino International Airport. Lava continued to gush out of the volcano on Monday, and clouds of ash blew more than 60 miles north, reaching the Manila region, which is home to 12.9 million people. Schools and many offices closed. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology raised its danger warning to level 4 on Sunday, indicating that a, quote, hazardous explosive eruption is possible within hours to days. Level 5, the highest, means that a hazardous eruption is occurring. Here's what to know about the Taal volcano and what could happen next. Has the Taal volcano erupted before? The Taal volcano has erupted more than 30 times in the past, according to the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. It's not unusual for Taal to erupt, Ken Han, a volcanologist at the University of Hawaii at Hilo, tells Time. It's one of the more active explosive volcanoes in the world. The Philippines lies on the Pacific Ring of Fire, which is the most seismically and volcanically active zone in the world. But Han says that because the volcano erupts frequently, eruptions don't tend to cause catastrophic damage. To be more active means that less magma is stored up, so you tend to have small to moderate-sized eruptions more frequently rather than storing up the magma and having a larger eruption, he says. But he cautions that any eruptions can still be very dangerous in the area around the volcano, and that it's difficult to say whether or when a more powerful eruption could occur. These things are not completely 100% predictable, he says. In its last major eruption in 1965, Taal killed hundreds of people, according to the Associated Press. Lincoln Oleda, a research specialist at the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology, tells Time that eruptions in 1911 and 1754 are the most notable in the volcano's recorded history and may serve as a warning for what the volcano is capable of. Both of those eruptions were very violent, Oleda says. The eruption in 1911 was very explosive. It killed more than 1,300 people and lasted for 3 days, according to Oleda. The 1754 eruption lasted for almost 7 months and was the volcano's biggest eruption in recorded history. It buried 4 towns in Batangas Province under ash, volcanic rocks, and water, and ashfall as thick as 40 inches was reported in some areas, according to news site Rappler. Ash poses health risks to millions. Clouds of ash have shrouded nearby towns and Manila, prompting worried residents to stock up on face masks. Han tells Time that residents might have reason for concern due to the type of eruption happening at Taal Volcano, which sits on a lake. He says that the combination of magma with lake water might make the ash particularly harmful to people's health. You don't want to be breathing these small, little, micro fragments of glass, he says. Volcanic ash is typically a mixture of volcanic glass, minerals, or crystals and other rock fragments expelled during the eruption. The right amount of water mixed in with that hot stuff causes it to fragment like crazy, so these are small to medium-sized eruptions that happen here. That's been the typical MO of this volcano, but because of the high degree of fragmentation, they're a little bit more dangerous for health, Han says. Authorities in Manila announced on Monday that they plan to crack down on vendors who hiked up the prices for face masks as ash engulfed the capital, according to Rappler. What precautions are being taken? Philippine officials are calling for evacuations of Taal Volcano Island and areas within an approximately 9-mile radius of the volcano. As of Tuesday morning, more than 18,000 people were being sheltered temporarily at 118 evacuation centers, according to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council. Authorities say that more than 30,000 people have been impacted by the eruption of Taal Volcano so far. Oleda, the Philippine volcanologist, cautions that if the Volcano Institute raises to alert level 5, even those who live outside the 9-mile exclusion zone might want to consider evacuation too. It will be dependent on how strong, how explosive, how voluminous the eruption is, he says. The U.S. Embassy in the Philippines called on citizens to, quote, exercise caution if they plan to travel in the area near the volcano. What might happen next? Scientists say they're monitoring activity closely to determine if a bigger eruption might occur. If there is a volcanic tremor, a type of volcanic earthquake, that could signal a possible incoming explosive eruption, so we're currently observing for that, Oleda says. Oleda says that although they're watching volcanic activity closely, it's still difficult to predict what might happen. We can't say yet if it's going to have a hazardous explosive eruption or die down as of now, Oleda says. There's a possibility that the volcano's activity will die down, which we hope it will.